Land of Light.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the series Land of Light that enlightens our minds with some of the principal events from the memorable life of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. If you remember, last week we set the enmity of the Jews of the Bani Nazir tribe towards the Prophet of Islam was because of his fair judgment when asked to arbitrate concerning the killing of one of its tribesmen by the fellow Jewish tribe of Bani Qurayza, which, although bound by a mutual pact, demanded that the law of the Torah be applied. Moreover, the Prophet had remained unmoved when one of the hypocrites of Medina, named Abdullah ibn Ubay, came to him along with a Jew of the Bani Nazir to speak in such a way that would influence the Prophet and subsequently his expected verdict. Soon on revelation of Ayah 49 of Surah Ma'idah, the Prophet decided to judge between the two Jewish tribes as per the laws of the Torah. Now stay tuned to listen to the rest of the account. It was the day of arbitration between the two Jewish tribes of Bani Nazir and Bani Qurayza. After carefully listening to the statements of the two sides, including their claims and counterclaims, the Messenger of Mercy came to the conclusion that the Bani Qurayza was the oppressed party, since as per the laws of the Torah, the pact imposed by the Bani Nazir was unjust. He consequently declared the pact null and void, saying in all fairness,
"Either accept the blood money or resort to the principle of retaliation, but not both."
Bani Qurayza was happy at the verdict, while Bani Nazir got angry on losing its hegemonic status amongst the Israelites of Medina. From then onwards, the chiefs of Bani Nazir harbored malice against the Prophet and had hatched a plot to kill him when he had gone to their castle to resolve a different dispute. But on being informed by God, he got up from the meeting and quickly left for Medina. Ibn Maslama said,
"On his migration to Medina, the Prophet had entered into pacts with the local Jewish tribes for reciprocal respect and assistance in times of war and crisis. I thus reminded the Bani Nazir of all of these and lambasted them when they schemed to assassinate him whilst he was their guest. Then I brought them the Prophet's message from Medina that due to their treacherous act, they had a 10-day time limit to leave this land."
Ibn Maslama was the emissary of the Prophet of Islam to the Jews. On delivering the Prophet's message, he said,
"Your pact with the Prophet explicitly says that the punishment for violating party is that its properties will be seized, its men will be killed, and its women will be held in bondage. So you must be grateful to the Prophet for foregoing these rights and allowing you to migrate from this land in peace. With your properties intact, your lives safe and your womenfolk spared from bondage.
Then Amr, son of Akhtab, said,
Does this bitter end leave anything to thank your prophet?
The covenant which you had signed requires just this. Didn't you fear when you were plotting to kill him?
Ibn Maslama, we have had an old pact of assistance with you Arabs. Why are you upsetting us so severely?
You'll be more upset when our swords are brandished in front of you.
Are you threatening us with battle while we consider you a friend of ours?
How can one be content with the friendship of you violators of covenants? Today is the day of alteration of hearts.
Ibn Maslama set out for Medina, leaving the chiefs of Bani Nazir to consult on a solution. The Jewish elder who had foretold of the message of Islam and the advent of the Almighty's last and greatest prophet warned the chiefs of his tribe against plunging in the pitfalls of misguidance. Ibn Surya said,
I had warned you that God would indeed inform his prophet of your trick, but you didn't heed my word. Today I advise you to become Muslims to be secure from the disaster of displacement.
Although the Bani Nazir tribe didn't like to become Muslims, they gave in to the view of their elderly sage. But before the expiry of the 10-day deadline, the secret message they had received from Abdullah ibn Ubay, the hypocrite who masqueraded as a Muslim, encouraged them to think of more treachery. Abdullah had illusions of emirate and governorship of Yathrib, but the migration of the Prophet and the Muslims to this city turned these into a mirage. Therefore, he would take advantage of any opportunity to confront the Prophet and the Muslims of Medina. His letter to Bani Nazir read, I warn you against leaving your ancestral land. O dear friends of Bani Nazir, stay firm and get prepared to confront the Prophet and the Muslims while I stand beside you. My relatives and allies will join me to help you. Abdullah's message rekindled the fire that the Jewish elders smoldered in their hearts of his fellow tribesmen. As the 10-day deadline was nearing its end, the Bani Nazir, instead of preparing for migration, fortified their castle and armed themselves to confront the Muslims. They then sent an envoy to Medina. The envoy said,
O leader of Muslims, we will not migrate from where we live. So bring to the scene whatever you have, as we are eager to confront you and your friends.
The Prophet did not reply to what he heard. The envoy left Medina, and the same day the people of Medina saw a detachment of armed Muslims led by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, marching toward the Jewish castle. In the arid countryside, the tall walls of the castle appeared formidable to every viewer. But the Muslim troops took positions on all pathways leading to the castle so that no forces would join the Jews inside it. The Prophet prepared another body of soldiers and headed toward the Bani Nazir castle. He stopped at a place out of the reach of the enemy's arrows. The hypocrite Abdullah ibn Ubay didn't keep his promise with the Jews. The Bani Nazir tribe waited his arrival, but neither he nor the Jews of Bani Qurayza came to help them. Thus, Bani Nazir was left inside a besieged fortress. 10 days after the siege, the Jews of Bani Nazir sent an envoy to the Prophet.
O Prophet of Muslims, if we are allowed to take whatever we have, we will surrender to you and migrate to another region.
The Prophet agreed to their demand, but allowed them to take only as much as the camels could carry. Then he ordered Ibn Maslama to supervise their migration and went back to Medina. Ibn Maslama said,
6 caravans of camels left the castle heavily loaded. Each caravan consisted of 100 camels. Most of these headed in the direction of Syria, while some trekked towards the Jewish stronghold of Khaybar. My friends and I returned to Medina with 2 new converts to Islam.
Well, dear listeners, we hope you have enjoyed this episode. Till we meet again next week, God bless you and goodbye.